So most nights at 6:30, Marion and I watch the evening news with Lester Holt, if you want to know the whole truth. And we've been noticing, for whatever reason, that there are a lot of like medicines that get advertised in that half-hour time frame. You'd be shocked. And most of them are directed towards people that, you know, like me, getting a little bit on in years. I guess my favorite one is the guy, he's an older guy, and at the beginning of the commercial, he's there looking pretty sickly and facing this grave condition. And then, like, once he takes the pill, the next thing you know, he's out in the backyard playing tackle football with his grandchildren. Just when the tackle football, another voice comes into the commercial. And it's a very serious but quiet voice that lets you know that if you do take this medicine, you might find blood flowing out your ears and nose, and your toenails fall off, and you might collapse and die. That's side effects, sure. And I was thinking when I was listening to the readings for today, the reading from Isaiah is, God has a plan, God has a promise. It's going to be wonderful. Things are going to be beautiful. The lion laying down with the lamb, and a world that's safe where everybody has what they need and basks in God's dear love. Boy, does that sound good, huh? Everybody get into that reading. Then comes the gospel. Do you like this place? The time is coming when not one stone will stand upon another. It will all be torn down. Nation will rage against nation. There will be plagues and famine. You will be hauled off before kings and judges, persecuted, denied by your family. But don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. Do you understand the contrast? There's a promise. Certainly, God's promise. But the promise will be challenged. The promise will have a hard time coming true. You can count on that. You can count on it. Wednesday evenings we meet, there's a Bible study out in the library, and sort of that's a theme, you know. Things start out so well in Genesis. It's beautiful, just like it needs to be. And God makes a promise, but it has a hard time. It's going to have a hard time coming true. Yeah. It certainly will. I think that that's a good take-home message for us in our church, in our community, in our country, for that matter. We hold in our hands and in our lives a great responsibility for outcomes. You know, this week we had an outcome. And look closely at what happened. I don't care whether you voted for candidate A or candidate B. I am profoundly indifferent to whatever decision you made. What's important to me is you went and you made a decision. What concerns me greatly is that 49.7% of Americans that had the capacity, the capability to go and vote did not. They sat it out. And it mirrors the experience in the life of Israel. You know, Isaiah is speaking to them from a time when they could use the benefits of a great and brave promise, and it's a promise to restore them to their land from their captivity in Babylon. But you know what? When they got back there, they fragmented into sides that that couldn't agree on just how to implement that plan and that promise. And they took to infighting. And as a result, a significant number of people in that society just gave up on the dream. They opted out. Was it indifference? Was it discouragement? I can't make a difference. Why bother? I'm too busy. I got better things to do. I don't know. I'm not a social scientist. I'm not that much of a biblical scholar, and there's very little extended history of the experience of the people at that time. But God's promise has a hard time coming true. There's a great promise in our community here at St. John's. We hold it in our hands. Many people that were previously connected to our parish, maybe the challenge was too great. It seems to me we've got plenty of seats in this church that aren't filled. God's promise has a hard time coming true. And those of us who have stayed faithful to the mission and character of this parish must come to a realization that, yes, we're people who hold a promise in our hands, and we need to live into it. And people with a promise are people with an invitation. Every single one of you holds a promise and an invitation. Remember the promise and live into it, and bring that invitation to someone you know. Maybe it's a friend we haven't seen in a while. Invite them back. Ran into friends last night, haven't seen them in a while. And they made a connection into another parish, and you know what? I say, fine. But I said, don't be strangers. Stop in every once in a while. You can say the same, and I think you need to be saying the same. Live into that promise. Live into the promise and be people of invitation. Couple of reflections. One of the things that I felt in my gut very sad about on this election, with this 46.7% people who decide not to vote, it's a hard-won privilege that veterans in our country have won for us at great cost to themselves and their families, in time away and in sometimes the blood that was shed by them. And yet, close to 47% of people stayed away from that wonderful opportunity. They need invitations. They need to be reminded of the promise and the invitation and to accept that responsibility going forward. You get today, in your own way, to vote on the future of St. John's. You'll be hearing more about it later, but now they're passing cards out for you to consider carefully and reflectively a level of support and giving to which you're prepared to live into. This parish will be part of your daily life because everybody works for a living. And you need to be conscious of your power and your ability to support our mission here. And so I'm hoping that you will carefully reflect on that. Some of you will make that decision before you leave this church today and turn that card in. Others will want to go home and think about it. As long as you do, fine. Just bring them back when you can. You'll hear more about that later. So we remember the promise. We remember the invitation that we hold. It may have a hard time coming true, but it is a sacred promise, and we hold a sacred invitation, far more important even than playing tackle football in the backyard with our grandkids. Amen.